Three battleground Senate Democrats retire, what does it mean for 2026? Three long-serving Democratic incumbents have announced that their current term will be their last, raising questions about the potential outcome of the 2026 midterm elections. Since President Donald Trump and the Republicans took a trifecta in Washington in November, Senators Jeanne Shaheen, Gary Peters, and Tina Smith have announced their retirements. Each seat lies in states decided by less than 5 points in 2024, making them ripe for either party to take. Some see the retirement of these Democrats as a sign that Republicans are primed to increase their current 53-seat majority in the Senate. Matt Johnston, a Republican strategist, told the Epoch Times that Republicans see the retirements as a sign of GOP surging. People retiring is usually an indicator that they feel like that they're in for a fight, and they just don't have the fight left in them, Johnston said. Other experts gave alternate appraisals, with many suggesting it's too early to say anything for sure. Here's what to know about the retirements, and what they could mean for the 2026 midterm elections. New Hampshire. The Granite State has long been renowned for its left-leaning independent streak. In 2024, Republicans won a trifecta led by Governor Kelly Ayotte. But in the same contest, Vice President Kamala Harris beat Trump by a 2.78% margin. A senator since 2009, Shaheen was governor of New Hampshire from 1997 to 2003. In 2020, she won re-election by around 16 points, becoming the first New Hampshire Democrat ever elected to three full Senate terms. Explaining her reasoning for retiring in an announcement video posted online, Shaheen said, "It's just time." Her retirement means Republicans could be poised to take a seat in New Hampshire's Senate delegation for the first time since 2016. Richard Groper, a political science professor at California State University, told the Epoch Times that Republicans' best bet would be to run former Governor Chris Sununu, who left office in January. New Hampshire is a wild card, because the Granite State has always been a purple state, it's kind of lean blue, but they have a red governor, Groper said. So if Sununu does run, he has great name recognition, and that could be hard to overcome for Democrats. Sununu has been ambiguous about his intentions on that front. "I have not ruled it out completely, but folks in Washington have asked me to think about it and to consider it, and that is just kind of where I am," he told the Washington Times on March 11. Possible candidates for the Democrats include Representatives Chris Pappas and Maggie Goodlander, whose husband, Jake Sullivan, was President Joe Biden's national security advisor. Despite the state being purple, taking New Hampshire would still be a significant challenge for Republicans. Ayotte was the state's last Republican senator, being unseated by Senator Maggie Hassan, also a former governor of the state, in a nail-biter 0.14% election in 2016. In 2022, however, Hassan handily defeated her Republican challenger by nearly 10 points. Still, Republicans view Shaheen's seat as a potential route to expand their lead in the Senate, particularly if Sununu seeks the post. Minnesota. Minnesota is best renowned politically for its long-running Democratic voting streak, maintained at the presidential level since 1972. Minnesotans have largely favored Democrats at the Senate level as well, electing only 5 Republicans to the upper chamber since 1952. In the 21st century, only one Republican has served a full term as Minnesota's senator. Nevertheless, there are indicators that Minnesota may be becoming a battleground state, particularly as 2 of the 3 past presidential elections there have been decided by less than 5%. Thus, Republicans have increasingly set their sights on the state amid the Rust Belt's larger rightward shift. In an announcement posted online, Smith said, "I have loved my job as United States Senator, and also, after 20 years of hard and rewarding work in the public sector, I'm ready to spend more time with my family." Smith, then serving as Minnesota's lieutenant governor, was appointed to replace Senator Al Franken after his resignation in 2018 and was re-elected by a 5.3% margin in 2020. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and former Minnesota Senate Minority Leader Melissa Lopez-Franson have announced runs under the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, a regional form of the National Party. Former Navy SEAL Adam Schwartz and former NBA player Royce White are running as Republicans. Dan Myers, an associate politics professor at the University of Minnesota, told the Epoch Times that he thinks Democrats will hold the seat this cycle. It is notable that several prominent DFLers, Representative Angie Craig, Representative Ilhan Omar, have either already declared or expressed interest, while all of the state's Republican members of Congress have ruled out running, Myers said. Johnston also agreed that flipping Minnesota this cycle would be an uphill battle, but said, anything's possible. Michigan. While Michigan has historically been perceived as the most liberal of the Rust Belt trio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, experts believe the state may be Republicans' best hope for a flip in 2026. Peters, who's long marketed himself as an advocate for the working class in Michigan, announced his retirement on January 28. After 3 terms in the House and 2 terms in the Senate, I believe now is time for me to turn over the reins, he said in a video, citing the need for fresh energy and new ideas in Washington. Joshua Koss, a politics professor at Eastern Michigan University, said that Peters's retirement is the biggest deal in my mind. Michigan has been pretty firmly cemented as a swing state across the past several cycles at the presidential level, and while Republicans haven't held a Senate seat from the state since 2000, an open seat could provide them an opportunity to pick up that seat, Koss said. For one, even if Democrats hold the seat, Peters's retirement means far more resources will be needed in the state. Additionally, Peters is currently the chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Senate Democrats' campaign arm, potentially further impacting the outcome of the 2026 midterms at the Senate level. Johnston indicated Republicans are most optimistic here, citing the lack of high-profile Democratic contenders so far. Currently, possible candidates include Senator Mallory McMorrow, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Representatives Haley Stevens, Hillary Scholten, and Rashida Tlaib. On the GOP side, former Representative Mike Rogers is expected to announce a run after narrowly losing the 2024 Senate race to Senator Alyssa Slotkin, while a series of other contenders are also expected to throw their hats in the ring. Shape of the 2026 race. Whatever happens, these Democratic retirements potentially create openings for Republicans that didn't exist before. The 2026 map was already expected to be favorable to Republicans, with most GOP seats lying in safely red districts. Prior to the announced retirements, Peters's Michigan seat was already seen as a top GOP target, alongside Senator John Ossoff's seat in the Peach State. Only 2 Republicans, Senators Susan Collins and Tom Tillis, are likely to face significant battles for their seats. Ultimately, experts say that it's too early to predict the outcomes of these races, whose results will depend in large part on the political environment in 2026. Still, several experts pointed out that historical trends could work against Republicans, as the party in power tends to lose seats during the midterms. The Associated Press contributed to this report.